Greetings again, brothers and sisters. Hello, it's Pastor Bob. And this is our Sabbath day. Well, at least our Sabbath evening. Amen. And it is September 19th, our 42nd episode of our daily respite. And today we start a little adjustment in our daily respite format. We're going to now hear from one of our selected writers for a whole week. So instead of getting them in daily chunks, like every Wednesday, we'll get them now for a week and then move on to the next. Give us a little different flow. Today, especially, because Richard Rohr, who is one of our selected writers, he offers his daily devotions in a weekly format. There's a weekly theme, and it begins today. So we're going to follow Father Richard through his week this week on our daily devotions. We'll turn to him today and get started. The theme for the week for Father Richard is, what do we do with money? That's right. Oh, God, religious people talking about your money. All right, let's see how this goes. What do we do with money? And today's episode is titled Money and Soul. And I'll read the devotion just as it's written, and we'll end with a prayer. Let's center our hearts and put our ears on our hearts. In this week's meditations, we are delighted to share some of Father Richard Rohr's unpublished notes about money. As a Franciscan dedicated to simple living and the gospel call to solidarity with the marginalized, Richard sees an opportunity for each of us to rediscover a soulful relationship with money. A soulful relationship with money. Here's Father Richard. I'm convinced that money and soul are united on a deep level. This truth is reappearing from the deep stream of wisdom traditions after centuries of almost total splitting and separation at the conscious level. The upper stream has always been money in all its forms, beginning with trading and bartering. The deeper stream is the spiritual meaning such exchanges must have for our lives. Money and soul have never been separate in our unconscious because they are both about human exchanges and therefore divine exchange too. Notice how much religion uses the language of commerce, such as gaining heaven, acquiring merit, doing penance, earning salvation, losing one's soul, and deserving hell. Of course, there is also the notion of, quote, penal substitutionary atonement, unquote, itself, with Jesus paying the debt for our sins. Jesus paying the debt for our sins. On the other side, commerce uses the metaphors of religion far more than it realizes. We purchase bonds and trusts, enter into covenants, forgive debts, are granted grace periods for repayment, enjoy indemnity, reconcile accounts, and redeem coupons. From my perspective, when money and soul are separated, religion is the major loser. Without a vision of wholeness that puts money in its soulful place, religion sells out. Religion allowed itself to lose the only ground on which awe and transcendence stand, the foundation of totally gratuitous and amazing grace. We traded it for a, quote, mess of pottage, unquote. See Genesis chapter 25, verses 27 through 34 for a reference to that term. We traded it for a mess of pottage, a secretly enthroned ego that only knows how to count, weigh, measure, dole out, judge, label, earn, expel, and compete. No wonder Jesus' direct action in the temple that exposed the idolatrous game got him killed within a week. All four Gospels in some form speak of turning over the tables of buying and selling. Even with this forceful gospel teaching, our faith becomes transactional instead of transformational, calculating instead of consoling. Lynn Twist is the founder of the Soul of Money Institute, and she understands the impact that our culture's disintegrated view of money has made and invites us to the spiritual practice of bringing the two, money and our souls, together in our lives. We'll close with this from Lynn Twist. In a world that seems to revolve around money, it is vital that we deepen our relationship with our soul and bring it to bear on our relationship with money. In that merger and that commitment, we can create a new and profound spiritual practice. We can have our money culture both balanced and nourished by soul. Our relationship with money can become a place where, day in and day out, we can engage in this meaningful spiritual practice. Let us pray. Loving God, you fill all things with a fullness and hope that we can never comprehend. Thank you for leading us into a time where more of reality is being unveiled for us all to see. We pray that you will take away our natural temptation for cynicism, denial, fear, and despair. Help us have the courage to awaken to greater truth and greater humility and greater care for one another. May we place our hope in what matters and what lasts, trusting in your eternal presence and love. Listen to our hearts' longings for the healing of our suffering world. Knowing, good God, you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer these prayers in all the holy names of God. Amen.